I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus and we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Lady Gaga.
I can feel my heart beating in her hands, my aura and hers meeting in this dance. Pull the trigger. I'm ready. It's the Watch What Happens Live extravaganza now.
It's Lady Gaga. Oh my God. Your new single, Applause, is available. It's been on a loop in my mind for the last 3-4 weeks. I'm going mental. Thank you. You wore kind of what I was hoping you would wear.
How
many pounds of hair are we dealing with here? Is that heavy?
50.
50?
Yeah.
Wow, it looks great.
Hi, everybody.
Oh my God. Okay, now, Lady Gaga, you actually brought tonight's bartender, so why don't you introduce the bartender?
I brought a very good friend of mine, and his name is Fandy.
Hey, Fandy.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, I'm thrilled to be here. Okay. This is just fantastic.
Now, lots to talk to you about before we get to stuff. So do you watch Bravo? I remember you tweeting once about the Miami Housewives. I mean, are you a Bravo viewer?
Yes.
You are? What do you watch?
All the shows.
You do?
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. I can't picture it.
Well, because, you know, after my hip broke, too, I wasn't allowed to do anything. I mean, they were, like, strapping me down to make sure I didn't do anything at all. And so I turned Bravo on and I just watched all day long, every single day.
I love it. Okay, believe it or not, we have a few viewer questions coming in for Gaga, but before we get to those, here's what 3 Gaga-related things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when Gaga's new single, Applause, leaked online, she declared a pop emergency and released it herself immediately, 1 week early. Here's what, have you ever seen a video of someone getting a cochlear implant and their reaction to hearing sound for the first time ever? Not that different from how the little monsters reacted to first hearing Applause. Your little monsters are fierce.
They're just so cool, and they're young, and they're having fun, and they're on the internet with each other screaming and freaking out, and I feel 15 when I'm watching them.
Oh my God.
And then I dress like I'm 15.
Second, recently pop diva legend Cher was here, and you'll never guess who came up in our conversation. Watch. Now, there's all these rumors about the song you recorded with Lady Gaga. Are we gonna hear that song?
You know, I don't think so, because she decided that she just doesn't like it. I think it's great, but you know, she's an artist. She gets to say what she wants to say, and it's her song, and you know, I play it by myself.
Okay.
Yes. But it's good.
Okay, here's what, Gaga, can you tell us anything about the duet?
I will tell you, is I have so much respect for Cher,
yeah.
and I love Cher so much that when we do a duet
yeah.
that we release, I wanted it to be something that was really, really special. And yeah. I just, we didn't have time to work on it together.
Yep.
And I wanted
Oh, you recorded it separately.
And I wrote this song a long time ago. And to be fair, if I was writing a song for Cher now, I would want to hear her album. I would want to know where she is in her life.
Yep.
I would want to talk to her about where she's going musically. And I didn't get to do any of those things. So I didn't want to put out something that wasn't up to par with what Cher's put out before.
That's respectable.
So it's not really about me. It's yeah. more about her because she's Cher.
Right. Okay, finally, we usually wait until later in the show to do this, but I can't wait. Here's what, Gaga, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. Lady Gaga.
Do I have to or can I answer?
Well, no. You don't. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to one of them. Okay? Here we go. First question. What is the most interesting place you've taken a ride on a disco stick?
I'll say the most fun
yeah.
place I've ever taken a ride on a disco stick was in the woods.
Oh, I like it. I like it. That's so swine.
On the floor.
Oh my God. On the floor of the woods.
In the grass.
In the grass. Okay. What is the worst thing that a famous person has said to or about you, and you don't have to name the person who said it? Just
Oh, you could
the
just
thing.
Ask me, Andy.
Okay. What's the worst thing that it,
You know what I would tell you? It? You know yeah. what I would tell you? I would tell you that I'm 27.
Yeah.
And if anyone had told me that the girl who 5 years ago was living in an apartment smaller than this room
yeah.
was where I am, I would have told them to f off, basically.
Right. Yep.
So every single time somebody says something negative about me, I squeal with excitement. Because,
like a swine.
Because I can't believe that after all this time yeah. that I would even be in the mouth of some of the people that are thinking about me.
Didn't totally answer it, but that's cool.
But if you want to ask me more directly, you can.
What's the worst thing a famous person has said about you?
Well, there's so many awful
really?
Things. Yeah,
really?
I mean, people say awful stuff about me all the time, and I don't think that it matters whether they're famous or not.
Right.
You know, I guess I wouldn't want to give someone more credit for being famous.
Okay. When was the last time you did Molly?
Well, I think maybe it's hard to remember. I mean, I've done it, my raver days. Like, I mean, I just spent a lot of time at Bonnaroo and going to a lot of festivals. So
yeah.
I definitely wouldn't encourage it because it can be dangerous,
yep.
especially if you don't know where you're getting it from.
Yep.
So I guess I would just use this opportunity to tell you to be careful with Molly. So
be careful with Molly, says Lady Gaga. Thank you very much. She didn't plead the fifth, everybody.
If you get to know Molly too well, you might turn out like me.
By the way, what did you think of Miley at the VMAs?
I mean, I just think everybody needs to lighten up and leave her alone.
Right.
I mean, because it's pop music. Everybody's entitled to their own artistic expression, and if you have a problem with it, just change the channel. I don't understand the incessant need to constantly go on and on about hating things all the time because, what, she's 20 years old.
Right.
And if anything, I give her props for, you know, she's growing up in front of the entire world, and maybe she's not so happy with the things that she did, you know, in her career when she was younger, and she wants to be free, so let her do what she wants.
John from Illinois wants to know, if you were to take a dip in the lady pond, who would it be with?
Well, I've taken a few dips in the lady pond.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, I like girls. I mean, I said that. I know people think that I just say things to be shocking, but I actually do like pussy.
Okay. Good.
It just depends on whose pussy it is.
Of course, as
and,
it would.
Well, I was in Russia.
Okay.
And I went to this strip club. I don't know if you've been there.
Okay.
Have you been to it? Do you know which one I'm talking
yes,
about? I'm sorry, there's a movie star in here, so I thought he might know.
Sorry.
He taught me everything I know.
Who did? Ralph Fiennes is here tonight. So
yeah, well, when we were at Hogwarts, he taught me everything.
Oh, okay, very good, very good.
You know, there were these strippers in Russia, and I've seen a lot of strippers.
Okay.
Because I used to be one.
Okay.
Like,
did you?
Really, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
In New York, on the Lower East Side.
Okay.
Because I made more money stripping than waitressing.
Did you go completely naked?
Just bikini and like boobies sometimes, but with pasties. And I was a burlesque dancer, so, and you know, because my family's European, for me it wasn't that weird, and it wasn't like I didn't do anything super seedy. Oh, well, my dad didn't think so.
Right.
But I was 19, and my dad said to me, if you don't become a star in a year,
yeah,
you have to go back to school.
Getting back to what kind of women you like.
Oh, right. Sorry. He's like, I don't care about how you got here. Just tell me about what you like when you get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The girls that I like, for me, it's actually similar to how I feel about guys. It's just, it's more of a energy thing. I used to all the time go to, like, lesbian clubs all the time.
You did?
Yeah, and I love them because I find that I find lesbians to be way more daring than straight men.
Yes.
When it comes to coming on to you, and I really liked that.
Wow.
And it wasn't until I found a guy that could come onto me as strong as a lesbian that I fell in love.
Wow, I like it. I met your bodyguards tonight.
Not too shabby for Lady Gaga.
A lot of people tweeted us wanting to know if you can twerk.
I think that people need to stop putting the letter T in front of the word work.
Yeah! Work! Work! Yes! Yes! Gaga, let's go to the phones for Lady Gaga. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, my God. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Westboro, Massachusetts.
Hey, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Oh, my God, Gaga. I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're
Hi.
So amazing. Such an inspiration. The Monsters Ball Tour literally changed my life. It was the best thing I've ever experienced ever.
Thank you, Chris.
Andy, I'm obsessed with you, too. You're just thebomb.com and super cute. So
thank you. On
me.
The same level as
you
Gaga,
the
right?
Bomb. Yeah. I didn't get that.
Okay, yes. What's your question?
So my question is obviously for Gaga. So one of my other obsessions is Miss Beyonce, and I was just wondering, when can we expect another collaboration with her?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when she's available. Beyonce's very busy.
Yes.
But, you know, anytime. I mean, I love Beyonce, and we had such a great time making Telephone.
Love
and
it.
The end of the trilogy
yes.
to Telephone, which it's Paparazzi Telephone and then Blank, will be coming out soon. So you will have...
Will there be a tour for Art Pop?
Yes, there will be a tour. And ever since the Born This Way ball ended, I've been thinking every single day about how to create something that you guys would love so much. And I just wanted to let everyone know that Andy's gay and he's staring at my boobs right now.
I know, I am. I'm so sorry. I can't stop. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I live for the applause.
Oh, my God. Perfect. I mean,
it's just because they're shiny. We don't have to lie.
Listen,
it's because there's crystals, not because it's
no. I was born this way. I love boobs. I do.
Well, Well, I love dick, so.
So much in common. Back to the phones for Lady Gaga. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, guys. This is Emily from Massachusetts.
Hey, Emily. What's your question?
Just wanted to first say I'm a huge fan. Andy, I love the show. And
thanks.
Lady Gaga, you are so fantastic and such a beautiful person inside and out.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
And my question is, since you are such an inspiration in the fashion world, out of all your insanely amazing outfits... It's okay. Which outfit sticks out as your favorite, and is there one that you regret?
You know, I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for the me dress. Uh-huh. I really will, for two reasons. One, because I never thought I'd be able to say the phrase... Cher, will you please hold my meat purse? That was pretty exciting. And also because it represented something very special to me, which was, at the time, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was not repealed.
Right.
And gays were not able to openly serve in the military. I wore the meat that night as a statement about equality, that we're all equal because we're all flesh, right? And when we're, I mean, it's kind of morbid, but when we're dead, it doesn't matter whether... what our sexuality is. So, and also I didn't want to talk to any celebrities and it smelled really bad.
By the way, the meat dress is now in a museum. Is it in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, it's jerky.
Wow, yeah, it must be jerky, absolutely. We got some questions wanting to know who you think the cutest member of 1D is.
I can't choose, and I don't feel that it's fair that I'm asked to choose which is the cutest, because they're all pretty damn cute.
Yes.
But I would say that I was completely embarrassed for MTV and for America during that award show, because if I was in the UK and I had won, there is no way that anybody would have booed me, because it's so impolite. Keep your feelings to yourself and politely, if you don't like it, politely clap and smile and then go, you know, be a normal person and talk about me behind my back.
Very good. Very good. And on that note, it is game time, everybody. Yay! In honor of Gaga's hit, Edge of Glory, we're going to play a game called Edge of Glory Hole. Okay. We made this bathroom stall glory hole to put between us. Gaga is going to stick her hand through it and feel various objects that I am holding. If she can guess the object, she gets a point. She's familiar with a glory hole. If she guesses six in under a minute, she wins. Okay, here we go.
Taylor?
Oh my God. Okay, here we go. Stick your hand in there and see what you find. Go. Put your hand in. What is that?
Oh.
Any idea?
It feels like a dick or a hot dog.
It's a hot dog! Very good! She got it! Okay, what is this? Okay, stick your, a dick or a hot dog. Okay, stick your hand in this. It's gonna be hard to get. There you go. Any idea?
Spaghetti.
Yes! She's Italian, everybody.
You have to show them.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
It was okay. Real spaghetti.
Here you go. Wet. Okay, Gaga, check this out. Check this out. The Edge of Glory Hole. That's the game. The Edge of Glory Hole.
It's a banana.
Yes, very good. Okay, wait. One last one. Check it out. Check it out, Gaga.
Oh.
She's going to win if she gets this one.
It's a water balloon.
Ooh,
or a prosthetic breast.
No, it's an implant. Yes, it is. And you popped it. Gaga popped the implant. Yes. Okay. I think she popped. She popped Tamra Vardy's implant. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, Gaga, you not only win a mazel thong. I can never get these right. You win a mazel thong, hanky panky thong, and you get an Andy Cohen bobblehead, which I know you've been wanting. Exactly. She's putting on the thong. Both are available at shopbybravo.com. She's putting the thong right on. This is a first, everybody. Very good. We have some arts and crafts here at the end of the show. Lady Gaga's gonna kind of Gaga eyes me.
Yeah.
And then
I'm gonna be
you can
face.
Tune to our after show and you can see what she does to my face. Okay.
Yes.
And check out how she does it on our YouTube channel. Over at the bar, he's a close personal friend of Gaga's. It's Fandy. Oh, hey, Fandy. Oh, he's very drunk at this point. Let's go to the phones for Lady Gaga. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Erica and I'm from Virginia.
Hey, Erica, Hi. What's your question?
Hi, Eddie. Hi, Gaga. I love you. I admire your style and your music so much.
Thank you. I admire you. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to know, if you were a Real Housewife, what would your tagline be?
This is a brilliant question.
This is serious because I'm a fan.
Okay. What's your favorite Housewives, by the way? Do you have
Which
a city?
One?
That, yeah, do you have a
I
city?
I can that... choose a favorite city. I like all the cities. I'll tell you my favorite girls.
Okay.
Okay, well... I don't know, is she still on it? But I really like Karen because everybody
she's
hates her still... because she's gorgeous and she just...
Okay. She's gone.
I know she's gone, but I love her because everybody's always talking shit and she's just...
Okay, who
with
else?
With her veneers.
Who else?
And then I love Nene.
Okay.
I love Nene. Because she's really real. And Candy, because she's, the girl's written a lot of a great
yes,
hit songs.
Yes, hit songs.
Yeah. TLC, like amazing stuff.
Amazing,
TLC.
Yeah.
And I just worked with TLC. I wrote them a song. Who else? Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay, good.
Mostly because she doesn't give any f.
Okay, good. Very good. Have you thought of your Housewives intro line?
Yes, I have.
Okay, do you want to stand up?
If you make me, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. They may say I'm a woman, but underneath I'm all man.
Well done. Well done. On that note, it is time for my mazel of the day, and who else could I give it to besides Lady Gaga? She has done so much for music, but in my book, she gets the mazel for the way she's pushed the fashion envelope so hard. It's not even an envelope anymore. Now, on nights where I am one-on-one with a living legend, I like to let that person pick the evening's jackhole. Gaga, what would you like to choose as your jackhole tonight, or who?
Can it be a thing?
Sure.
I dislike... personified flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Flip-flops are your jackhole tonight. Why, Gaga? Why?
I feel that flip-flops are the downfall of many relationships.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Those are
there
nice.
Go. Very good. There's someone in the audience wearing flip. Well, those are sandals. Those aren't flip-flops.
Wait. Let me just explain something. It's still a bejeweled element on those. And
yes.
She has a lovely pedicure.
Yes. And that's, yes. Those are sandals, not flip-flops.
I feel that flip-flops, you know, women, it's like, first it's the flip-flops, and then it's the sweatpants, and then it's the, I don't brush my hair.
It's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug to no sex.
Don't
do flip-flops.
Yes. Okay, I want to thank Gaga and Fandy. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. It's the Watch What Happens Live After Show with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga just gave me this art pop makeover. If you want to see how she did it, go to youtube.com/WWHL. Her album is Art Pop. It's available November 11th. I cannot wait. I already pre-ordered on iTunes. I can't wait.
Thank you. I'm so excited for you to see the album cover.
Me too.
The album cover is fantastic.
Oh, so the album cover is not this. This is
no.
The applause. I got it. Artwork. Okay,
Should
very good.
Can I tell
good.
Him who did the album cover?
Yes. Yes,
please. The album cover was photographed and... No.
Oh. Oh, my God. Team Gaga did not care for that. Okay,
sorry.
Let's go to the phones for Lady Gaga. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Dylan. I'm from Westaco, Texas. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Dylan. What's your question?
Hi, Gaga. I love you. Your art pop is everything. My question for you, Gaga, is has there been an artist that you worked with that made you feel like, wow, I made it? Which collaboration has made you feel most humbled and inspired?
Okay.
I would say that working with Jeff Koons and working with Marina Abramovic.
Yep.
And Robert Wilson.
Yep.
And yeah, I would say that those three, I know that there may be, they may be some people that you guys don't know about.
Yep.
So I'll explain to you that they are
art legends.
They're art legends, yep. And they're very big in the fine art space.
They are the Lady Gagas of the art world.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well, it's true.
You know, they, from when I was really young, I was studying what they were creating as a source of inspiration when I was in school, and I felt like I didn't relate to anybody, and I didn't really have a lot of friends, and I was, you know, the weird, you know, smelly girl that was in, you know, the theater program that everybody made fun of.
Yep.
And having them believe in me has made me realize that the number of times that I over and over again tell my fans that they should believe in themselves is actually true.
Very nice.
Because I believed in myself when I was 19 years old, and yeah. I said, I'm just going to do this, and I'm just going to go for it. And now I have these incredible people that I looked up to working with me and collaborating on art pieces. And I, more than anything, I love pop music and I love making music, but I will tell you that sometimes the legends that you look up to are not what you thought they were, and sometimes they are.
Right.
And when they are, it changes your whole life. And it changes your whole life because they give you a gift that is so rare. And they have given me a gift that is so rare, and I feel so blessed by it. And I can't wait for you to see the work that I've done with all three of them.
Me and, too.
Yeah.
When you're in applause, when you're referring to Koons, is that Jeff Koons?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
One second I'm a Koons, then suddenly the Koons is me.
Right. Ooh. Oh my God, I look so crazy. I can't even look at myself. Marita Facebooked and wants to
it's
know.
It's so funny. I feel more naturally connected to you when your makeup's like
you
this.
You do? You do? Very good.
I feel like we're from the same planet.
I know. Marita Facebooked and wants to know, what is the most painful outfit you've worn?
Brandon.
All of them, you
say. No, I would say that the outfit that I wore in... actually, it might not be the most... What was the... okay. The headpiece that I wore in the Bad Romance video during Walk Walk Fashion Baby.
Yep.
Not the outfit, but the headpiece was very, very painful. But I just remember I was thinking to myself, you better not f*** this up. This is off the runway couture, McLean.
Laura from Effingham, Illinois, wants to know what you wear to bed. What do you wear to bed?
What do I wear to bed?
Yeah.
I sleep naked a lot. I really do.
As
I
you
do.
Should.
Or I sleep in like a T-shirt of one of my favorite rock bands. I have a lot of rock T-shirts.
Oh My Goo wants to know what your opinion of Christina Aguilera is.
I'm a very big fan of Christina Aguilera, and from the very beginning of when my career started, there was all this controversy about the two of us, and I always felt that it was very unfair to her.
The controversy was people said that she released an album that was kind of chasing your sound. Is that what it was?
I don't. All I know is that people were talking about Christina Aguilera and Lady Gaga in the
right.
same sentence.
Right.
And I was nobody. Right. So. I just think it's very unfair of anyone to pit another woman against another woman, especially in the space of music when we are all just trying to be taken seriously at all.
Yep.
As females, because we're not taken seriously as real musicians, and Christina is an incredible vocalist.
Yep.
And an incredible artist, and, you know, for me to her, I'm so sorry for anything that anyone ever said to her because of my existence. And I hope that she never felt any way about it, because when I was 15, I was singing I Turn to You at the top of my lungs, trying to hit all her notes. So she was an inspiration to me to have a wider vocal range. And I just think it's all total nonsense the way that they do that.
Yeah. Good, I like that. Okay, last question. Andy L. asked, if you could only perform one of your songs for the rest of your life, what would it be?
God, only one of my songs?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I can't answer that. Right. It's like impossible. I would die.
Right.
I would die. I cannot live without creating. And I know that, you know, I've got wigs on and I like sparkly things and makeup and all that stuff. But if you love glam culture, and if you are obsessed with the same things that I'm obsessed with it, which I think some of the people that watch this show might be.
For sure.
It is a total art form for me, and it's like you're asking me if I can only breathe this much of the oxygen that's in the air, and okay, I have to be able to breathe it all.
We actually have two people who've been standing by on the phone forever, so I just want to do those very quickly. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
I just love that you're doing this without makeup on.
No.
I'm Nick from New York.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Andy. I just want to say, Gaga, first, I love you, and thank you for everything that you do for me and the fans, and you mean the world to me.
Thanks, Nick.
And my question is, what is the strangest predicament you've ever gotten yourself into in the name of art?
Strip club.
No, actually, yeah. I would say Marina for sure. Marina Abramovich put me in the woods for 3 hours to find my way home with no clothes on.
Really?
Blindfolded, yeah.
Wow.
And I was, at the time, addicted to a lot of things. Whatever. I've been addicted to a lot of things since I was young.
Yeah.
So, Marina, in the most wonderful, so this is like sort of the best predicament and the worst at the same time. Mm-hmm. Marina speaks to me in a language that I understand, because mm-hmm. she says to me, not be sober for yourself, or be sober for your family. She says, be sober for your art. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally sober. But I guess what I would say is, for those of you who are watching that are not totally sober but doing the best that you can, that's me.
Okay.
And I do the best that I can in maintaining my creativity and maintaining my sense of freedom while not killing myself.
Yep.
And she really, really just... she put me out there, and when I was in the middle of the exercise, I just remember that the scent of the grass and the scent of the soil and the feeling of the trees and the wind and the sound of the river running, it reminded me that I'm strong. And it was very uncomfortable, but at the same time, it was the most comfortable I've been in a while, because I didn't feel that anyone was watching. And I know we're on Watch What Happens Live, but for me, it's when no one is watching that I'm able to be my most strong. And maybe people don't know that about me, but I'm quite strong when no one's looking. And, yeah.
Very good. Wow. Okay, one more call. She's deep. She's complex. She's Lady
Super
Gaga. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Tracy, and I'm from Burbank, California.
Hey, Tracy, what's your question for Lady Gaga?
Oh, hi, Gaga.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I love you.
I love you, too.
Question regarding your magazine show. I love every single cover, but, you know, as I was looking through, I have two of the four magazines. As I was looking through them, like, there's a lot of nudity, so I was wondering what your parents thought about, you know, the nudity in your shoot.
What did your parents think about the V magazine? Yeah.
Well, nudity. You know, my parents, maybe because they both really love art and both are really into fashion and technology, and they've really embraced what I've become, they don't see it as sexual. They mm-hmm. see it as artistic, and they understand that when I was shooting those covers, it was really about me viewing my body as a piece of clay mm-hmm. and not as a female or not as a sexual being. And I don't find myself to be particularly sexual,
I
to
do.
Be fair. Well, thank you. But what I hope that people know about those shoots is that I have not felt beautiful since I was very young. And I have struggled with that for a very long time. So to be able to take my clothes off and rub paint on my nipples and spread my legs and have Inez and Vinood photograph me, this is f***ing triumph for me as a human being.
Okay, I want to thank Gaga and Fandy. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that yeah. I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.